Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever, and however you're listening. I'm Nicole Whitney, and you're now tapped into News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And we're supposed to have both of those things covered today. We're expecting some breaking news to reveal to you later in the show regarding John Hutchison, who we had on the show before, amateur physicist who stumbled over the levitation phenomenon, now known as the Hutchison effect. He's up to new things, and we're hoping to talk to him within this hour. But first, we're going to be talking to Khalil about professional dreaming, professional dreamer. She is the author of the book of the same name and the name of the upcoming amazing self-help kind of free marathon week that's coming up. I believe it starts in a few days. We're going to tell you all about that and how you can partake. Amazing people are coming forward to do teleclasses and all kinds of things for her. So we're going to talk to her right now. Let's bring her on and start the fun. Khalil, welcome to News for the Soul.
Oh, hello, Nicole. Hello, everyone.
Nice to have you on News for the Soul. It's our first chat, hopefully not our last. I know I've been meaning to connect with you for quite some time and found out about your Professional Dreamer Week there, and here we are. Yay. So tell me about how this came about.
Yeah, this is amazing. Well, I have to say, it's a dream, another manifestation, a dream becoming reality. You know, every day I wake up and the first thought on my mind is, you know, if you pass in this moment, will you stand in front of the universe and say, yes, I was living my dream completely. Living my dream and not living my fears. And my dream for so long has been to ask the whole world, just call on as many people as possible to really promise to think higher thought, feel good, just feel great for a week, for 7 days. Just make a personal commitment that every moment is a choice. And you're going to choose to stay focused on the people, the events, and the things that benefit your life. And that's the dream. And it's evolved into Worldwide Professional Dreaming Week. And we're just calling on the entire world for 1 week, starting Sunday, which is the 25th to the 31st, to come join us. And we've created a site online, www.pdweek.com, professionaldreamerweek.com, and asking everyone to join us there at this site and think positive, really feel good, and behave similarly. And we know it's challenging. It's challenging to do this sometimes for an hour, never mind 7 days. So we're just doing everything we can to make it easy, to keep people inspired, full of great, happy thoughts, hope, tools that help, that make this easy. You know, getting over our fears, releasing baggage and emotional loads. So what we've done is created the most incredible schedule for 7 days. We've invited some of the world's greatest, most acclaimed actors, musicians, mentors, authors, speakers to come and give presentations absolutely for free. So for those 7 days, starting Sunday, the 25th to the 31st, we've got every hour of every day, starting in some cases as early as 8:30 in the morning and going till midnight, full of events. Everything from people talking about God and the law of attraction to, you know, emotional attraction and evolutionary astrology, crystal and indigo children, everything you can imagine, and it's all free. You could literally, they're all teleconferences, so they're accessible to anybody around the world. You could literally pick up your phone or your computer phone in the morning, dial in, and just stay on the line for 12, 13 hours and enjoy events from amazing people all day for 7 days.
So, and again, why did you do this?
To really get everyone in the world, really talk them into making this personal promise to just be positive, really think great things, be full of inspiration and hope, feel good, you know, choose in every moment, as I say, to focus on people, events, things that benefit your life. Keep moving in your direction of greatest benefit. And we know that it will change the world. You know, there's so many studies that have been done where people in a given city, a group, just sits and meditates for an hour, lifts their energy, thinks higher thought, just feels good, better than usual, and crime rates, you know, dramatically drop. We're very powerful, and so that's the dream, to just get as many people in the world as possible really holding to higher thought and good feelings and behaving similarly. And I think all these courses and events are going to help make it easy. You know, if you feel down in a moment, just pick up the phone, attend a course. If you're looking for tools that would help you to release a lot of your emotional clutter and baggage, there you go. There's tools, there's a course, there's a session, a presentation. You can tell I am incredibly excited.
Yes, you seem somewhat enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Understandably so. Now, give me an idea who's showing up to teach these teleclasses.
Well, we have some surprise guests. I know right now the movie The Secret is really popular, so we have a few surprise guests from the movie. So we'll be announcing that. They're appearing on Monday the 26th, starting at 8:30 in the morning. So that's an event people are going to want to dial into. We've got Marcia Weirder. Now, Marcia, you've probably seen on Oprah, gosh, every few months. She's an amazing dream coach, really supporting this vision. We've got, gosh, Jim and Judith Sherbin. We've got Susie and Otto Collins talking all about relationships. We have an incredible speaker named Satyan talking sex, passion, and enlightenment, doing a two-part session, really amazing. We have a woman named Chidi. She is doing a lot of information and presentations about overcoming childhood abuse. We've got people, like I say, talking about writing therapy and indigo and crystal children. Jan Yordi from Energy Therapy Connections. Oh, gosh, the list goes on and on. Adam Eason, Michelle Humphreys, Jim Britt, Anita Petite Law. We've got the author of The Feel Good Guide to Prosperity, Eva Gregory. There's over 50 presenters.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you've got Santana in there. He's one of our regulars and a very powerful presenter. Excellent job. And you've got Brad in there too, I understand, Brad Yates.
Oh, yes. And Brad Yates is fantastic. And he's talking about gratitude. It's a really powerful session. He's Monday, first session, 10 o'clock. So, yeah, you'll want to catch him. It's really good.
Oh, wow, wonderful. So he's part of the, I'm trying to look on your schedule as we talk here. He's part of the kickoff hour?
Yeah, he's on the Monday, and we decided to kick off on the Sunday, thinking that, you know, hopefully everyone will be off work, or a majority of people will have that weekend and can just get in a lot of the sessions. But, you know, if you miss an event live during this week, you can listen to the recording. So it's great.
Wow, neat. It's kind of like a all-day-long, week-long news for the soulish stuff. So right up the alley of everyone listening. How do they register to actually be able to tap into all of this?
And that's the easy part as well. We've tried to keep everything so simple. You just go to the site. Like I say, the easiest address is just pdweek.com. or professionaldreamerweek.com, and as soon as you enter the site, everywhere on every page you see a big red register button, and you register, and we email each day, keep you updated. And the reason for that is every single day since March 1st, we've been drawing gifts and prizes and giveaways. So we've had people who've been registered since March 1st who've won over 20 gifts so far. So it's just amazing. We have everything you can think of to put a smile on your face. You know, just bring something rewarding and miraculous and surprising into your day. It's wonderful.
Oh, neat. So let's talk about that for a minute, too, about the prizes that you're putting up. What kind of things can they win?
Oh, goodness, we've had a number of presenters actually agree to pay for shipping, you know, tangible products. So we've had T-shirts go out. We've given out a lot of professional dreaming T-shirts. And these were designed by an award-winning artist called Patricia Bond, and they're amazing. We've had authors like Jim Britt agree to mail out copies of his book, which is incredible, and he's got a new book coming out. We've sent out tons of professional dreaming books. We've given away 145, 150, 220 page ebooks. We've given away audio hypno sessions that take you through a hypnotherapy journey. We've given away audio journeys. We've given away audio exercises for everything. You know, stimulating and fueling your heart, overcoming negative conditions, counterbalancing. Audios that offer really helpful tools and advice about caring for yourself and getting rid of clutter, physical clutter in your life. So anything you can think of, e-guides, e-books, audios, movies, and literally everything. And even I'm amazed at how much has been donated and given away. We've actually had several days where we've given away 4 gifts in a day because we just have so much. We've attracted so much reward. And I think rightly so, because our intent is to think higher thoughts and to feel good. And it's just attracting a flood of rewards.
So what is your goal as far as participation levels?
Our goal is 5 million people. That's the dream we set. How wonderful. You know, really, we would think every human being on the planet. But we set a goal of 5 million people, and goodness, you know what? We'll be happy with any number of people. If even a handful of people, my goodness, two people, make such a difference. I love how it's expressed in the Christian religion. It says, if two on this earth shall agree as to touching anything they ask, it shall be done. And, you know, you put two people together, you put a group together, and their energy is extraordinarily powerful. So any number of people will be thrilled, and we know it'll make a difference. And like I say, it's already shifting. A lot of people's paradigms, shifting their consciousness. People are writing every day to say, yes, I'm feeling better. I feel supported at the very least. I know there's a lot of support out there. I feel loved. I appreciate the surprises coming into my email. I appreciate being able to download a book and a surprise audio, and it puts a smile on my face. So, yeah, it's definitely shifting consciousnesses already.
So any idea, how many people can you accommodate on these live calls?
That's a good question, because it is first come, first served for the live sessions. The lines usually can accommodate, say, 800 to 1,000. So we do find that even when we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, it tends to work out quite well, because with all the different time zones and people's schedules, it seems to just work out. And, you know, a lot of people will go to one event but not another. And so it just works out quite well. But, yes, you know, if you're really interested in being there live for a particular event, you want to call in right away.
Now, have you done this before?
No. And, in fact, it's never been attempted before. This is certainly a worldwide first. And goodness, we know why now. It really takes an incredible amount of organization. There's a lot of hours involved. There's a lot of organization. Just bringing 50 presenters together. And, you know, every presenter has offered incredible course material that you can download. So, again, even if you don't listen to the recording, if you don't attend live, at least download the material, read through it. And because we know many people are auditory, many more are visual, so there's a lot of material to organize as well as people. And, wow, it has taken a huge group of volunteers, and I think that's been one of the greatest benefits, really, of the event, is how many people have stepped forward. You know, web support. There's changes to the website. Every day we post another event. Another gift comes our way. So, you know, there's web stuff to be done constantly, and new information to go out, and giveaways to do. And, of course, there's people who need to be here all day to package books, package T-shirts, and get those shipped out and actually go to the post office. And it is extraordinary. So, yeah, never attempted before, but it's coming together and it's becoming a reality.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. And so, again, pdweek.com is where you go to register to partake. We've got the link up on newsforthesoul.com at the top of the main page there. If you get lost or forget that, just go there anytime. I wanted to talk about your book itself, which I'm assuming is sort of the motivational background behind this project, and your professional dreaming book. And when did you write your book?
Gosh, I keep saying 2 years, but I think it's going on almost 3 years now, and it did take 2 years to get fully in print and have it released. So, yeah, it was...
And I understand Oprah actually mentioned it on the show recently.
that was amazing. You know, we had a woman call a week before that show, and she called to simply say, you know what, your book should be on Oprah. And we thought, oh, what a nice compliment. How nice of you to call and say this. And she said, no, I'm very serious. I'm writing this down as a manifestation, and I'm calling to ask you to do the same. And I said, okay, I'll tell you what. There you go. It's done. I've added it to my collage wall. I have a huge collage wall, 6 feet by 4 feet. So I added it on. And there you go. A week later, the show comes on, and Oprah's talking about the movie The Secret. And at the beginning, they're doing a recreation of how Rhonda Byrne came about The Secret. And she's sitting at her computer, and there in front of her is the book Professional Dreamer. And we were just, we kept looking and saying, oh, goodness. So how surprising. We thought, how wonderful. So there you go, another check mark on the manifestation wall, and that came down. Amazing.
It is amazing. And that's how it works, isn't it? Just by getting clear on an intention and getting it out of the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, absolutely.
So how did you come to write a book called Professional Dreamer in the first place?
Well, that's really, you know, I spent almost 40 years of my life as a type A personality, a workaholic, overly sensitive, worrywart, who was just, you know, constantly upset and unhappy and looking for answers and really eating myself up from the inside out. And sure enough, that's what I manifested. The nucleus of every cell in my body started to eat itself, and I just completely started dying. And it got to the point where I couldn't fool myself anymore. I was really, really ill. I lost my hair. I couldn't hardly drink water because not only did it make me nauseous, but my mouth was, the skin kept coming off. And of course, the skin on my face and my neck and my legs, everywhere, it was just covered in sores that wouldn't heal. It was really awful. I had almost no skin left. And that was it. I was dying. And one night, I don't to this know why that night, but it became clear to me, this is it. I mean, either you choose to live or you die. That's all. And I decided I'm worthy. And I don't think I consciously understood the decision. I don't think I really knew what it meant, and I didn't fully feel it. But I decided I exist. You know, a blade of grass exists, and so it deserves sun. It's allowed to have that. It's allowed to grow. I exist. And so that's enough. That means I'm worthy. And the moment I accepted that, it's like it opened a magical doorway. And that night, to this day, I don't exactly know why, but I got myself out of bed. It was so hard to walk, but I was suddenly determined to make a cup of tea and just sit down and have 5 minutes of normalcy. And I started to move towards the kitchen, and I froze. I don't know how else to describe it except to say that it was like I was stopped, and I knew to stop as if someone called my name, but I didn't really hear anything. And I turned around, and that's it. It was as if time stopped. Nothing was moving, and I remember looking out the window in front of me to see if there was any light, any movement. I just felt like everything stopped. And then I thought, I'm not breathing. Maybe I've died. And I wanted to touch my chest, feel my heart. But at the same time, I didn't want to move. I didn't want to break what kind of felt like a spell and what was suddenly feeling wonderful. And everything just became perfectly still. And the only thought in my head was perfect. And I suddenly thought, I could stand here until the end of time. I never want to move. And suddenly, it was like information just flooded my mind. It was as if somebody came and pulled back a curtain on the physical world, as if the world was a projection on a curtain. And somebody pulled this back, and I stepped into this substance, this what we call energy, but what is better described as a subtle substance of consciousness. And I stepped into it, and so I knew it. I understood it, and it's been quite challenging to describe to this day, but I understood how it works. I understood how we are a part of it, how we're all one, how we're all connected. I felt it. I experienced it. And I don't know how long it lasted. I know it was dark when it started. I know it was still dark, and the sun was just coming up when it ended. And I know when it was over, I sat down in a chair, and I sat there for 2 hours. I was completely in shock. And, you know, the me who's lived in this world for almost 40 years sat there thinking, you're absolutely nuts. What just happened? And some other part of me knew, you know, just knew. This information is true. This is right. And I knew exactly what to do, minute to minute. That was what was so unique. I knew what to do in every minute of every day and exactly how to do it to heal or anything. I knew I could do anything, create money, anything that we dream of. And I knew how, and I knew I had to do it. I wasn't magically transformed. I just didn't suddenly get struck by enlightenment. I had to apply the information that I was given and experience it for myself, and I did. And it really broke down to, you know, these are my words, my interpretation of this experience. It really broke down to 6 simple steps, and that's professional dreaming. And I started applying these steps. And the first step is we've got to identify our deep-seated fears, our mental clutter that's hiding from us because it's so unconscious. We don't even know it's there. You know, they say that 85% of everything we think, say, and do is unconscious. And I'd say it's a lot more. And when I started doing all of this, someone said to me, do you realize you start and finish almost every sentence with, I'm sorry? And I said, oh gosh, I do, I'm sorry. You know, there you go. It's unconscious. So we've got to get at and identify these fears that are absolutely disrupting our energy, blocking it, dissipating it, draining it. So we really get at it. And the second step is that we've got to know our desires. And desire, oh, it's so incredible. It's not so much an objective or a goal. Desire is this powerful emotion that automatically assembles 4 dynamic elements: will, faith, expectation, and love. And if you think of it as a craving, it makes sense. When I crave coffee, and I often do, I automatically will for it. And it's affirmative. Nothing else will do. You can offer me tea, hot chocolate. No, just coffee. And there's power in this. You know, when we will for wealth, we no longer entertain images and ideas of poverty, period. It's affirmative. You will. When you're craving coffee, you believe in it. You believe you can have coffee. You believe you can find coffee. You believe so much. Your faith is right there and automatically. And you expect a whole host of things. And in fact, you expect this coffee so much that in my case, my mouth is already watering. I can taste it. I can smell it. So desire is powerful because it brings you into your desire here and now, not down the road, not something that might happen in the future. It's right now, and that's where reality is happening. And it automatically stimulates love. You know, for that moment I crave coffee. Oh, I love coffee. So desire is powerful. It organizes your energy around these four dynamic elements: will, faith, expectation, and love. And
I love that description, because so many people, like, you know, we've talked to James Ray and people like that over the years many times, talking about the importance of the passion about it. But, you know, there's an analogy I can get.
Yeah.
Caffeine, I'm always saying, is one of my main, you know, coffee is one of my main food groups. I can get that analogy.
Well, I used to say chocolate, and then I'd always stop talking and want to go get chocolate. I'll use coffee as an example. But it is, it's so powerful. And, you know, this is something that many of us don't know, or we forget, that organizing our energy, and this is what desire does, organizes it around these dynamic elements. And automatically and naturally, because when you desire, they're just right there. You stimulate your will, faith, expectation, and love. So organization is key, because to fully elevate our energy, which we all talk about, which we all know is important. We want to raise our vibration, raise our consciousness, be uplifted, feel higher. Well, to do that, we've got to organize our energy. Otherwise, we don't fully elevate it. And, you know, the best way to understand this is think about going into a cluttered apartment or cluttered room. You can go in that room and think positive, no problem. But if you stop for a few minutes and you organize it and clean it up, oh my gosh, now thinking positive is natural. You feel like an emotional load's been dropped off. You're lifted. It's just so much easier. Organizing our energy is really key to elevate it. And then, of course, we've got to control our energy. That's really the third key. We've got to be consistent, because we're creatures of habit. So, you know, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth step in Professional Dreamer is just giving you immediate keys to restore yourself to higher energy. Practice putting these ingredients together simultaneously, all at the same time, so that being your best self, being powerful, is just automatic and natural. And really, when you do this, when you follow this practice, these six simple steps, I think for me, what is most beautiful is your life becomes a celebration. And that's the sixth step. You celebrate. And when your life is a celebration, you move past gratefulness, you move past appreciation, you go way beyond that. You begin to live in a state of awe, where everything, I mean, everything is interesting. Someone cuts you off in traffic and you think, interesting. You know, it's just everything. And you're in this moment, nowhere else, in this moment. And that's so important. And, you know, we talk about this, but we don't really know how to do it. But you apply these six steps, and it just happens. These are not things you have to work at. You don't have to work at gratitude. You don't have to work at appreciation. You need to organize and elevate your energy, that your life simply becomes a celebration, that you live it to its fullest. And then, as I say, you're living in this complete state of awe. And it's wonderful. And, of course, that's how we're meant to live.
That's the thing, is we talk about it so much, it's become sort of an intellectual idea. You know, that, like the analogy with the passion, and, you know? Yeah, we need the passion drives it. But really getting in there, what does that really mean, you know?
Yeah.
And making the life changes in the real world with it. How long did it take you to get better?
You know, it was about... I instantly, and I really mean instantly, experienced so much. you know, earth-shattering insights, change to the feeling, the information my physical senses were returning to me. But I know for a fact that in 3 days I was significantly healed because I had people come to the door to come and help clean me and bathe me and feed me. And I opened the door myself. I walked there myself. And their jaws hit the floor, not only because I was walking and moving pretty normally, but it was obvious I wasn't in complete pain. And the biggest thing was my face. They said, "Oh my gosh, have you seen your face?" And they rushed me into the bathroom. All those sores that for over a year just seeped and continued to open and expand and grow, all of them, they were closing over. This doesn't sound too nice, but they were scabbing up. They were healing. And it was amazing. And that was 3 days. And I just got better and better and better. And I'll tell you what's amazing. I go now for regular blood work. I go for the CT scans. I go for all of the things the doctors request. And my tests still show up positive. And as far as the doctors are concerned, well, I should still be the same. I should still be dying, but I'm perfect. And I keep saying to everyone, don't listen completely to the evidence of your physical senses. The evidence of your physical senses is information. That's it. But do you know what this information is? It's simply telling you the effects of your creation. Reality, creation, where it all takes place, is inside what you think in every moment, what you feel, and what you do. That's what's creating reality. And all your physical senses show you is the effects of that. You know, and it amazes me that all of us know when we turn on a lamp, and we see a light. That light is the effect of electricity. But I've never seen electricity. I've never felt electricity. But I don't for a moment doubt that it's there and that it's a powerful force. But for some reason, many of us, we forget that everything we see, everything we experience, the physical conditions of our life, they're like that lamp. That light, they're just effects of this incredible, invisible force and power that most of us call energy. And just like electricity, sure, we've never seen it. We've probably never touched it. But it's there. And yet, it's much more challenging for us to hold to that and believe that than it is for us to, you know, remember and know that electricity is like that. I find that amazing.
It is. And it's also not in the present, is it? It's results from past thinking as opposed to in the moment. And we spend so much of our time going through life standing backwards.
Yeah, and then we repeat, you know, we look at these physical conditions and we just keep living them out. We keep repeating these effects when all we need to do is stop in a moment and say, right, as of this moment, I'm going to release a new script. I'm going to write a new movie. I'm going to create new right here, right now. And then very quickly, that is the physical conditions I'll experience in an hour, in a day, in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months. That energy of that creation, those thoughts, those feelings, it is going to evolve to become the conditions of your life.
So why do you think you had that knowledge download in that moment?
You know, I think because for the first time in my life, like I say, I allowed it. I opened just enough, just a crack to say, I'm worthy. I asked for it. you know, not consciously, but I actually made it possible to accept that information, to get it. And it, this is the thing, it's always there. We are powerful. We are everything. We are as connected to the most incredible divine intelligence you can imagine. It's right here, as if it's right beside you, holding your hand. And if you'll just open the door, if you'll just turn to it, if you'll just look at it, it's all yours. It's already here and it's all yours. But for years, I kept that door shut. I kept my eyes shut. I was so focused on, there's something wrong with me. Deep down, I'm damaged. I'm not good enough. You know, maybe it's my lot in life to struggle. There's something wrong with me. And I just wouldn't open that door.
So what is life like for you now?
Well, now, that's definitely a first thing in the morning again. I'm worthy. And even if you don't completely feel it, understand it, my goodness, start saying it and thinking it right now and in every moment. And life now is, again, this state of awe. And no matter what happens, I choose, this is a gift propelling me to victory. So it doesn't matter what I encounter, if it seems like a challenge or a struggle or someone might say, hey, that's pretty negative. No, I have one choice. It is a gift propelling me to victory. And because I know that I create reality, my thoughts, my feelings, my behaviors, because I choose this, that is my reality. Every time something happens and I make this choice, this is a gift, it always turns out better than I could have imagined because I hold to that. It's all I believe. So in every moment, I've really been purposeful and positive and productive about my choices, which are taking place in every single second, every moment. And I've done it so repeatedly that hopefully now a lot of it is unconscious. I just do it naturally. I engage in these six steps of professional dreaming. I engage in this practice very naturally, very habitually. And so life is a celebration, a state of awe. Everything is interesting. And, you know, you just, each moment, you know what to do. I think that's something I love the most about the practice. It, you just know. And any question you could ever have in a single moment of the day, how do I release this fear? What do I do now to effectively manifest? How do I know if I'm manifesting my desires? How do I know? Whatever you ask, you have the answer. And you know exactly what to do. And it's so easy. And, you know, here's something I just love to say. The universe is miraculous in its simplicity. You know, I almost feel sometimes that we so want to complicate things, but it's incredibly simple. You just wake up, absolutely know your desire. Know what you believe and what you expect. And what you love, you know these details about who you are. And that tells you what to think. You know exactly what to feel. You know exactly what to do. And you do it. And if at any moment you're stepping off the track, stepping out of joy, you have a tool. Professional Dreamer says, here, stop. Use your true print. Use this key to instantly restore yourself to higher energy. Or heck, we can all do it right now. Just at the very least, stop and choose to focus on the people, events, and things that benefit your life. You know, I'm so fond of saying, in every moment of every day, whenever you think of it, just ask yourself, are my thoughts in this moment adding to the construction of the life I desire? Or are they keeping me from the people, events, and things I want for my life? Because if they are, they're clutter. Let them go. You know, I keep a phrase with me everywhere I go, and it says, if it ain't helping you, it ain't a good thing. Let it go.
So sometimes people have the illusion, anyway, of it being difficult to let mind for kind of stuff, negative thinking, go. Do you offer some kind of, technique?
Yeah, that's my favorite, that it's so practical. The first step takes you through the creation of your own inventory journal. So what that does is very, very simply gets you to identify these deep-seated fears that are at the heart of all your worries, frustrations, angers, regrets, resentments. You get at these unconscious, these hidden fears that are disrupting your life, that are holding you back. And once you know them, you come to know these mental jailers. You move through the day, and you instantly become aware of when they show up. And if not, the moment you feel less than good, you know, even when I was sick, I still knew when I felt sicker, when I felt less than good. That moment you stop, you identify that mental jailer, that fear, and you say, look, right, I'm going to face it. I am going to transform it. I'm going to face it. I'm going to thank it. I'm going to love it, and I'm going to transform it. And I look at it just as if it was my twin, but it's upset looking. It's sad because it's a fear. And I face it, and then I thank it. I say, look.
I apologize, but your guest is online with you.
I think that was either the voice of God stepping in, or we're almost at the top of the hour, and we might have John Hutchison on the line. I'm glad we have this extra time to talk today, though, Gabriel, and I definitely want to support you any way we can at News for the Soul for Professional Dreamer Week, pdweek.com. It's linked off the top of our site, newsforthesoul.com also. And we're going to send over a couple gifts, like a spoon bending kit and whatever we can do to help out. So all the best with that. Keep us in the loop, and we'll get you back on the show for conversation.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Galil, for being here. And again, we've got the link off newsforthesoul.com. And if you missed any of the show, newsforthesoul.com later, it'll be up there.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
Definitely for free. Oh,
Nicole, can you hear me?
Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. But John's here with us. He just got on a little bit late.
Okay, no sweat. So we were talking at the beginning of the show. I mentioned that we were going to talk to John Hutchison from, you remember possibly, our first interview about the Hutchison effect, the levitation amateur physicist here in the Lower Mainland. I don't think he is here in the Lower Mainland anymore. We stumbled over an eBay listing for John's lab. John, are you on the line?
Yes, hello. Hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
It's been a while. And I see that you have the eBay listing up. Your lab is for sale?
Yes, I decided to sell the entire works of my lab on eBay for about $8 million to $11 million. And after that, move to the USA.
Okay, so when did you put this ad up for your lab?
Oh, I put it up, I'm thinking middle of February.
Okay, and you've got it listed up. Starting bid is $8 million. You've got pictures up there, like it's the whole kit and caboodle. This is not the lab that the government took, the first lab. This is the second lab?
This would be the second laboratory, yes.
And so why are you selling the entire thing?
Well, I've done so much with that in the last several years for television. And I am hoping that I might have a Fox Network TV show. down in L.A. I decided to sell the lab, basically, to unload all of that so I can be more free and mobile.
Well, I can see how this would certainly tie you down. It's quite the array of stuff. I'm just on the eBay listing here. You've got lots of great photos up. And, of course, we filmed there on Life Changing TV. Gosh, was that a couple years ago now? Jeez, time flies. Which you can find on lifechangingtv.com. Now, you've been working with so are you still working on the levitation, John?
Oh, yes. So I did. My last production was with Motion Picture Productions in Los Angeles for the History Channel, and we had a lot of activity happening. And that was December, almost Christmas time last year. We did extensive filming. And after that...
So once you sell the, when you sell the lab, like, what are you going to be continuing to work on? Do you have a new lab getting set up somewhere else, or what's new for you?
Well, I actually hope I can get into more TV production and radio work. But I've always...
So are you going
to... Sorry.
Sorry, it's hard to hear. Are you going to be continuing your experiments with the levitation and the Hutchison effect stuff?
Well, I hope so. Down in Southern California.
Okay.
I
know we're just squishing this in at the top of the hour and we're out of time, but I wanted to... let people know about your updates, and as soon as you're settled, can you keep in touch with me, and we'll get you back on the show for more time. We can talk about your newer projects.
Oh, for sure. I'm actually down in the U.S. right now in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, interesting. What are you doing in there?
Oh, I'm with actually a very lovely lady, Helena.
Helena Kaziki.
Yes. I
probably said that wrong. I always did. Helena was on my show a couple years ago. Tell her I said hi.
Oh, for sure. I'll mention that. We'll probably marry her.
Wow. Okay.
We've got a lot in common.
Exclusive news for the soul first.
Okay.
This is exciting. Small world. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, John, you've got to keep me in the loop and let me know what's happening. I'll let people know about your eBay listing.
Oh, I appreciate
that. The entire
that.
Lab, Hutchison Effect Lab, is up for grabs for starting bid at $8 million. That's U.S. And any interested parties yet, John?
There has been some people asking about, is it all inclusive? And I said, yes, it's all inclusive, everything. And... well, living in New Westminster, too, is another factor that I want to leave very fast out of that area and get into the U.S. That's other factors.
Well, you've had nothing but hassles with the lab there, haven't you, with people trying to shut you down. So check, and I know that we don't have enough time to go over what's in it and all of that, but go to the web link. We've got it linked right off the top of newsforthesoul.com. And thanks so much for calling in, John.
My pleasure, and I hope you have a great show, and... hi to everybody up there.
Absolutely. Stay in the loop. Keep in touch. Say hi to Helena and all the best. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. If you missed any of the show or any of our shows anytime ever, newsforthesoul.com, all free all the time. See you next week.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.